call received from home care agency.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Yes. Do you offer help for senior citizens?
Yes, we do. Like, we're a home care agency. Like, you can have a family member sign up to get paid to work for you.
Yeah, but I don't have any family member. Do you offer any other?
Yeah, we have caregivers that can come down to your house and help you with what you need.
Okay, well, the thing is, I had surgery, a bilateral knee replacement, and I can't do a lot of things here in my apartment, like wash clothes and stuff. Do you take insurance at all?
So, yeah, we go through either Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
So we can, like, if you have Medicaid, then it will be, like, Medicaid funded. Medicaid will pay it for you.
Okay. Now, what can I, so that I could know, what do I need to do to find out whether I have the right type of Medicaid?
So I can check it actually right now for you.
Okay.
One second. Hold on. Okay, actually, the Medicaid portal is right now invalid. Let me see. Let me try again because I want to just get see if I can get you on Medicaid. Hold on. Okay, so it actually does not work, so I can check it. Do you know which insurance you have under Medicaid?
Yes, Medicaid? I do. It's called WellCare.
WellCare? Is that under Medicaid or Medicare?
It's under Medicaid, and then I have Medicare, too.
Got it. You only have WellCare, like you don't have, like, a Medicaid. But we can always assist you. Either way, we can help you get, like, everything straightened out. Do you have your Medicaid ID with you?
Medicaid, yes, I do.
Can you give it to me?
468-863-189.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just get down your basic information, and I'll have a specialist reach out to you, and she's going to help you get you approved for the home care services, and then she's going
to... Okay, I've got to call my social worker also to get approval. So
got it.
That's a 2-way street. Yeah.
In which county are you?
I'm in Downingtown, PA.
What's the zip code?
19335. 19335? Yep.
That's in Chester County, right?
Downingtown, Chester County, correct.
Downingtown, Chester County, okay, yeah. Okay, so let me just take that information and I'll have a specialist help you, and she can be in touch with your social worker as well. What's your first and last name?
It's Deborah Griffith.
Deborah is D-E-B-O-R-A-H?
Yeah, Griffith, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
Got it. Then the phone number is 484-587-7557, right?
Yeah.
And what's your date of birth, Deborah?
12-6-1954. Yeah.
I'll just put in that I'm not sure. One second. What's your exact street address so we can find someone close to you?
The exact address is, let me make sure I give you the correct one. I'm going to check my mail. Okay, it's 335 East Lancaster Avenue, Building A, Unit 12, Downtown PA. Yep, Downtown PA 19335.
Got it. And do you have any minors in your house, like any kids?
No.
No? Do you have a pen and paper so you can take down a number to schedule your first assessment so Medicaid can evaluate?
Yes, dear, I do. Go ahead.
So it's 877.
Wait a minute. 877. Go ahead.
550.
Yes.
4227.
4227. And this number is what?
They're called a broker. There you can schedule your first assessment for home care services. They'll come down and evaluate, see how many hours per week you can get approved for.
Okay.
Deborah, maybe if you hold on the line now, let me see if I can get someone available for you right now so she can assist you right now so we don't need to wait.
Yeah.
Back. Okay, just wait on the line a few minutes. Let me see if I can get someone, okay?
All right, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Hold on.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Thanks. Did you try my membership ID number?
What?
Did you try my membership ID for Medicaid?
Your Medicaid ID? So actually, if you have a Medicaid ID, then it should be good. Maybe he'll be able to log in because it didn't work for me. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
So that's why I'm just...
All right.
Yeah, give me a minute. I just want to make sure I got him. One second. Let me send them. Okay, I'll just transfer right now. Thank you so much, Deborah.
All right.
Hi, this is Nathalie from Family First Care. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, this is Debbie Griffiths.
Okay, hi, Dovie. So I'll be the service coordinator for you.
Okay.
One second, let me see your information, what I got. So, just to confirm, your date of birth is December 6, 1954, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, you say that you have Medicaid.
Right.
Let me just try to look that up for you. Not able to check it right now, but in any case, let me just explain you what the process will be and how it works. So basically, let me tell you that it all depends on, you know, how fast we are, how on top we are on it. So let's say we need something, get an assessment or PCP form, anything that we need, if we get it done quickly, then I would say it's no longer than 2 months, you'll be approved, hopefully, for home care services. But first of all, let me ask you a few questions if it's worth applying. So is your total income more than $2,900 per month?
Yeah, it's lower than that, way lower than that.
I didn't get that, sorry.
It's lower than that amount.
Lower than that, okay. Okay, perfect. And do you have any assets like a house or anything else?
No, I live in an apartment.
A rental?
Yes.
Okay, and any life insurance policy or any assets?
No, I have health insurance.
Okay, perfect. So you should be able to qualify. So let me explain what the process will be. So first of all, you have two assessments. The first one will be the one that she gave you the number to call in. This is the one that you should schedule the appointments, and it's going to be a financial in-home visit. They will assess some financial questions. After that is finished, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment. This is more like a functional assessment. They will see whatever your needs are. In the meantime, we will need two different things. We will need a PCP form signed from a doctor, which is something that we can help you with. We have a telehealth doctor that can call you, schedule an appointment, and do a video call with you to sign the form. Do you want me to request a telehealth for you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll request them to call you. It's going to be from a 718 number. They're a New York company. So they will sign the PCP form, they'll schedule an appointment. And also we will need any financial proof of your income. So are you getting Social Security income?
Yes.
Okay. So therefore the county would want to see do you get it into your bank accounts?
No, I have a checking account.
You don't have any checking accounts?
I have a checking account.
Oh, you do have a checking account. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So the county would want to see 5 years of statements going back for 5 years, that for any account that you have. So in the meantime, while you know we go through the assessments, you can try to get it from the bank. You just call the bank. You tell them that you're applying for home care services and you need the 5-year look back statements. So this is also something that we will need. Once we have all this, the county gets your case, they review it, and they approve you for home care services. Once you're approved, the insurance will assess how many hours you need, and you can start care.
That's and how long is this going to take?
So
how long is this going to take?
About 2 months. So if we're on top of it, you know, we're trying to do anything that along the way fast as possible, then in 2 months you should be able to qualify to be approved.
Yeah. That's a long time, 2 months.
Right. You're right. But that's, you know, unfortunately, it's a state process, and then it goes to the county and then to the insurance company. So everyone takes their time with it.
I know.
But I'll be here to assist you along the way. And you can save my number in your contacts.
Wait a minute. The number. What is the number? The number she gave me?
No, so I'll give you my personal number where you can reach me.
Okay, what's your number?
My number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7445.
7445. And your name, sir?
My name is Naftali.
Okay, how do you spell that?
N as Nancy, A as an apple.
N. Okay.
Again, N as Nancy, A as an apple, F like
yep.
Father.
Okay.
T as Tom.
Okay.
A L I.
I, okay. Naftali?
Yes, correct.
So that has, okay, Naftali, okay.
I'll be calling you from this number. It's good that you saved me in the contact so you know who calls you. And
okay.
As I told you, I'll request for you the telehealth doctor to call you from the 718 number. They will sign the PCP form. And then the number that she gave you is the broker's number, which you need to schedule the first assessment, the in-home financial assessment. So do you want me to transfer you right now to the broker so you can schedule your appointments as early as possible?
Yeah, probably yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead right now and transfer you. Just hold a second, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue... For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yes, this is Deborah Griffiths.
And are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Yes.
Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Yeah. No, I'm calling for myself.
Okay. I now need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak about your application without your written or verbal permission. And what is your date of birth?
December 6, 1954.
And verify your address.
335 Lancaster Avenue, Building A, Unit 12, Downingtown, PA, 19335.
And the reason you're calling today?
To acquire services at home care.
You already have home care. You're with PA Health and Wellness.
PA Health, no. What do you mean I'm with PA Health and Wellness? I don't
understand. That's your ministry organization. I can provide you their phone number. You can ask them to get your services started.
Okay, dear. Could you give me that phone number?
Yes, let me know when you're ready.
PA Health and Wellness. Okay. All right, go ahead. 844
626
626, go ahead.
6813.
6813. And this is PA Health and PA Health and Wellness?
Correct.
Okay, because I recently changed my Medicaid. I don't know whether that's, I think it's different than PA Health and Wellness. It's just wellness. Other than that, I don't know what it is. Is it?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you want me to call them up? Yeah, you want me to call them up? And what?
Get your services started.
Oh, my services. Okay. I just want to write this down. Services started. Okay. All right, dear. Anything else I need to do?
No. Any other questions or concerns for me?
No.
All right. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
Do I have what?
Time for a survey today?
Not at the time, no.
No problem. Have a great day.
Bye.